Blog Talk Radio.
Let's just prepare our hearts to worship the Lord, because He is worthy of praise, honor, and glory. That we can come before Him and lay down our lives before Him and just lift up our hearts and thank Him. Glory to Your name, Lord God. You alone are worthy. You are King and Lord of all.
your excellence, my inspiration. Your words of grace have made my spirit sing. You love what's right and hate all evil. Therefore, your God sets you on high and on your head pours oil of gladness while fragrance fills your royal palace.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to our program tonight. Our conversation is supposed to be about prayer, but it has been an interesting week for me, and we should be talking about why should we pray for leaders. And our text is from the scripture in Timothy, first of all. Then I urge that entreaties, prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. And I don't want to become so much sidetracked, as it were, but I think the interesting thing is that with so many things that are happening in our present world, and we're looking at so many things that are happening that are confronting the young and the old alike. We come to ask ourselves why are these things are happening? And as we ask ourselves these questions, we must realize. And I think that as we ask ourselves these questions, we have to really look at where we're living, the age that we're living in. The Word of God tells us that in the last days that perilous things would be happening. Things would be...
And I think that as we ask ourselves these questions, we have to really look at where we're living, the age that we're living in. The Word of God tells us that in the last days that perilous things would be happening. Things would be...
And I think that as we ask ourselves these questions, we have to really look at where we're living, the age that we're living in.
We're living in a time that so many things are happening. So many things are happening that we have to be on guard. We have to pray for our leaders, because if we're not praying for our leaders, the things that they will be confronted with on a daily basis will overwhelm many, and will cause many to maybe even backslide.
Let's just prepare our hearts to worship the Lord, because He is worthy of praise, honor, and glory. That we can come before Him and lay down our lives before Him and just lift up our hearts and thank Him. Glory to Your name, Lord God. You alone are worthy. You are King.
Pours oil of gladness. Why?
Thank you.
We've been having some difficulty with our feed tonight, so please just be patient with us. We've been talking about praying for those in authority, and we've also been praying about contending for the faith. And I love it because Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, said to those who are called, beloved in God, the Father, and kept for Jesus Christ, may mercy and peace and love be multiplied to you. Being beloved, being very eager to write to you of our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. For admission has been secretly gained by some who long ago were designated for this condemnation, ungodly persons who pervert the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. The believer's assurance, the God who keeps. We are looking at some tough times and tough days, and Jude's letter begins and ends with very comforting words to Christians. In verse 1, it describes us as those who are called, loved, and kept for Jesus Christ. And we look at it, and all three are very passive verbs. They stress the action of God. God calls, God loves, God keeps. We are called. We are loved, we are kept. Jude is very eager to begin by stressing the security of the believer in God's electing and preserving love. And what we love about this is that it's a warning, it's a comfort, and it's encouragement because of the times that they were living in, pushing forward to what we're living in. And we look at so many things that are happening, and all we can truly say is that we thank God that our roots go deep, that those who know the Lord Jesus Christ will do exploits, and those whose roots go down deep will not have fear of stumbling or have fear of things happening unexpectedly, because they know the word, and they know that the word is guiding them. He's telling them to fight for the faith, and that's the way Jude begins and ends his letter. He says that in the middle, his concern is different. It is not to help believers feel content, but to help them feel vigilant. Having shown them the electing love of God, the unsurpassed power of God to keep them safe, Jude now shows them the danger that surrounds them, and he tells them to fight for the faith, fight for it. I thank God because of the experiences that he's allowing us to go through to see what it is to contend for the faith, to see what it is to be confronted about our faith. But it becomes amazing because you know that those things are going to happen. But when they happen, you almost begin to explode on the inside because you know that God, by his Holy Spirit, is working something out with those around you, with those you are engaged with. And it becomes a challenge to see what's said and what's being observed, and will you back down, or will you contend for the faith? Will you fight for it, or will you just roll over and conform to this this world, what will your stance be? The Word of God says that in the last days, seducing spirits and doctrines of demons and spirits of delusion, so many things that if we don't have on the helmet of salvation, if our foundation is not sure, every wind of doctrine that will come past will weaken us until we cannot contend for the faith. We will be weak and we will begin to fall. But if our roots go deep in the Word of God and deep in prayer and deep in meditation of God's Word, we can stand because the Holy Ghost in us will empower us. I heard it say something like this, that the palm tree, there's something about the palm tree that when it contends with storms, the palm tree sways, and the roots go down so deep that when storms comes, because it knows how to move with the wind, that you don't see too many broken palm trees just lying around, because they know how to anchor in the earth and get those roots so deep down that when storms come, they don't uproot easily. And I think we're at that point, that stage where we have to get in God's Word, abide in God's Word, stay in God's Word, so that our roots can go down deeply in God's Word, so that when the tests and when the trials come, they don't sway us. They don't cause us to give up and sway and break, but they cause us to look upward and our roots go downward, that we can stand the test and the trials and the storms of life, that we can contend with them in such a way that it doesn't matter how strong the storms are. We see ourselves moving, and I love it because we see so often how God uses a storm, and He teaches us many lessons in that storm. The Word of God in Psalm 92:12 says, even to the point that the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. The righteous like the palm tree grow like a cedar in Lebanon. And that's something amazing, because that tree flourishes in storms. We will continue this tomorrow. Thank you so much for your time, because we want to really get into this with regards to the righteous and how they will flourish, and the righteous can contend for the faith. Be faithful in all that God is calling you to be, because he who has started a good work in you will complete it. And I want you to be encouraged, and that your roots go down deep in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you don't give up. See you tomorrow.
Highest praise.